From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now that Boston's Roman Catholic Archdiocese has agreed to settle accusations of sexual abuse by priests, decisions must be made about how to divide the money. 552 people say they or their loved ones were abused. Eric Green is a professor at Boston University School of Law, and he served as a mediator in several large legal settlements. In this case, he says the same mediator who helped broker the $85 million settlement will use a set of calculations to determine how much each victim receives.
They've agreed to a low and a high, $80,000 minimum and $300,000 high, and they have agreed that mediator Paul Finn will become the chief arbitrator, and in the time period between the end of the October opt-in period, opt-in, opt-out period, and December 22, mediator Finn, now arbitrator Finn, will allocate the $85 million among the people who opt in based on various factors such as severity of the abuse.
These awards are calculated based on the nature, the duration, the extent of the molestation, and the degree to which the victim still suffers. This seems like it could be quite complicated and quite subjective. How does one determine whether one type of abuse is more painful or worth more in terms of compensation than another type of abuse?
Well, first of all, I think everybody recognizes that money is a poor substitute for other kinds of compensation one might wish, but you have to do the best you can with money. And I think it's contemplated that Finn will select another 10 or so arbitrators to assist him. They will hold approximately two-hour hearings for each case. They will make tentative awards, and then the whole group of arbitrators under Paul Finn's direction will get together and compare, make some adjustments. And those will be the allocations to the people.
What are the criteria?
Severity of the abuse, with rape and sodomy being the most severe, and then other less severe forms of abuse, the duration of the abuse, and perhaps the effect on the individual.
And do the victims themselves, do they have to make a case in some way? I mean, do they look at the paperwork that was gathered through the course of the suit, or do they further interview the victims or look at other factors?
I would expect that each victim would have a chance to participate and appear at the hearing. I think that's very important in these types of cases. Most mediators do, because it gives the victim a chance to have his say and to have that heard and taken into account. That's usually a very important part of the closure process.
In terms of closure, as one crisis ends, it's possible that another could start here, or another could sort of take root. If victims start to feel like someone else is perhaps getting better compensation than they are, or they feel like they're getting the short end of the stick.
That is a danger, although that's why the use of expert arbitrators with objective criteria is important. And it's my experience with people who are traumatized and have been severely injured where there's emotion. If you use objective criteria and a good process, in fact, this problem does not arise.
But you say objective criteria, and something that just carries so much pain. If you're one of these victims, is it possible to be objective or to see this as objective?
No, I'm sure it's very difficult. But if they have alleged that the most serious sexual abuse that they experienced was perhaps just seeing something or some body part touching, as compared to some more severe forms of abuse, such as actual rape or sodomy, they would understand that their case falls into a certain category as opposed to another.
Professor Green, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Eric Green is a professor at Boston University School of Law.